Victor Montaliani. He's president of CONCACAF and Canada Soccer, and also a FIFA vice president. Vic, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, hi, guys. My pleasure.
Well, first of all, congratulations on getting this MOU, this memorandum of understanding done. Having said that, I've got to ask you, if you need to put some, if there needs to be some sort of capital investment in a couple of cities in Canada for these 10 games, do you think you'll be able to convince the various levels of government that, you know, 10 games is enough to make a capital investment in some stadiums?
Well, I think one of the things we're going to look at, first and foremost, you know, it's obviously up to each city to put their bid forward, and to get a piece of the biggest event in the world is a lot more than getting a whole piece of a lot of other things we've had in our country. So the short answer to that is yes, a resounding yes. And we have to remember that, you know, this is a North American bid, and from a Canadian perspective, you know, Canadians have been the most traveled fans in the last two World Cups out of any country in the world that was not participating in the event. And I think number 10, even if you count the participating countries. So if Canadians are willing to also travel to Brazil and South Africa, I'm pretty sure they're going to be able to travel not only across our country, but also obviously in the U.S. and Mexico. So, you know, I think it's a I think it's what our sport needs at this moment in time, and I think it's a great event for this region of the world.
Well, let's look, Vic, let's start with this. See, so, you, and again, I know some things are TBD, but 10 matches in Canada. How many different sites would you envision for those 10 matches?
You know, I think logistically, minimum it has to be two, obviously, just from a usage standpoint. You can't play 10 games in one venue. That you're just gonna smash the hell out of that venue. So minimum two. You could go probably as high as five or six.
Is there a geographic, you know, I remember the 94 World Cup in the United States, which did jump all over the country, but there's obviously some geographic challenges, you know, in a continent this size. So would that, I'm thinking this
actually,
is
going
to, go ahead, Victor.
Yeah, no, this actual format, Stephen, this format makes it actually easier than the last format
okay.
we had in 94. And the reason is because there's more games. So you can cluster groups into sort of smaller areas, right? So that, for instance, you can cluster groups right down the West Coast. I'll use the West Coast, a little bit more familiar with it. You know, Vancouver, Seattle, you know, LA, and even Monterrey. You can cluster even on the East Coast, right? Toronto, New York, Philly, all the way down. So it's easier to cluster games when you have 80 games. So from a travel standpoint, just an initial look at it, it's actually going to be easier than the old format.
So if you had two sites, presumably in Canada, and let's start with that kind of an idea, you would they would probably be two different groups, maybe one on the eastern side of the country, one on the western side of the country, correct?
Yeah, correct. So if we had an eastern venue and a western venue, they'd be clustered in a north-south configuration, not an east-west configuration, because it just makes sense, right?
If this was going to happen 2 years from now, you where could you play? Because, you know, again, we can talk about new stadiums and maybe new surfaces in some places, but you know, Commonwealth Stadium is obviously the right size, and you can go natural turf there. BMO in Toronto, I guess.
Well, if it was happening tomorrow, it'd be, you know, Vancouver, Edmonton. Toronto would have to do something, obviously, with BMO. Montreal would have to do something with their two stadium. You know, from a renovation standpoint, but you know, from a field standpoint, we got to remember too. You know, a lot of the NFL stadiums that are going to be used, I'll take Seahawks Stadium, they play on turf, right? So it's not just us with that that we have to look at the thing. So it's even in the U.S. where a lot of those stadiums that the NFL teams play on, they play on field turf. Right?
Do you think you could get, well, I know this is, again, we're looking 20 ahead by 9 years, but Victor, do you think there's a possibility that by 2026, you know, artificial turf, some degree of artificial turf is accepted by FIFA?
Well, it already is accepted. So FIFA two-star turf is accepted by FIFA for any World Cup.
Okay.
It's a choice they make. So, and the irony is that some of the bigger clubs in the world already, like Bayern Munich, Manchester City, you know, we're talking clubs that invest a lot of money and a lot of players and thoroughbreds. They play on a mixed surface of turf and grass.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 9 years from now, you're right. I don't, you know, I can't predict what surfaces will be like, right? Who knows?
Now, Will, you mentioned that Canadian cities would be asked to bid on this process. Is that, could you maybe, again, understanding that some of the logistics need to be made out, would it be up to the CSA to choose Canadian bid cities, or would there be some combination of CSA, the United States Federation, and Mexico that would have a say in every city?
Yeah, so what happens is very similar to how we did the Women's World Cup. There'll be an RFP goes out, cities will bid on it. There'll be an organizing committee that is put in place with members from U.S. Soccer, Canadian Soccer, Mexican Federation, and also CONCACAF, because this is a regional bid as well.
Mm-hmm.
They will be on this an organizing committee for the World Cup. That committee will then choose all venues.
Okay, so in other words, it's not just the Canadians won't be choosing the Canadian city.
BMO Field, Victor's, has been expanded to around 40,000 seats for MLS Cup and for the Grey Cup.
Yeah.
Is that big enough?
Yeah, you're right. You know what? We got to wait for the new standards. Under the old standards, I haven't memorized them, but I think that is enough under the old standards. But the new standards might be juiced up a bit. So, you know, BMO is there and thereabouts already. So I'm comfortable that even if it's got to be juiced up, I'm sure that's not a long putt.
And I assume you're proceeding on the assumption that the Rogers Center at that point will not be available for a temporary soccer situation. The suggestion seems to be that they're going to turn it into a baseball only venue or try to. So,
you know that stuff better than I do, Stephen, being local there. But that's what I'm hearing, and I mean, I haven't ruled it out. I haven't talked to any city officials, but on my assumption of what they're intending to do with that facility, yes.
Now, in terms of the handicapping for 2026. FIFA has said it will not be in Europe. It will not be in Asia, where there may be an Asia Pacific bid from New Zealand and Australia. And then I guess the other one we've heard about is Colombia and South America. But is that really it? Is that the contest right now?
Well, the only confederations that can bid, actually, Australia can't bid because they're part of Asia.
Okay.
Part of the Asia Confederation.
So just New Zealand.
So the only, just New Zealand on its own could bid. You got Africa could bid. You got South America could bid. On paper. Now, I know South America is already intent on bidding for 2030, from what I've heard, because it would be the 100-year anniversary of the World Cup. So you know, that's sort of the lay of the land right now.
Mm. So really, it's wide open, it sounds like.
I think we're in a good position, but, you know, obviously, people are free to put a bid forward if that's what they want.
Victor, let me just throw this out there because, I'd heard this from other people. I feel like I'm repeating myself, but I want to remind everybody we are looking 9 years down the road. Do you think there's any way that the possibility of 5 World Cup games, and also there's a qualifying tournament as well, correct? Is there any chance you think that somebody in this city views that, tries to put together some sort of bid for an NFL team and tries to get a new stadium built in Toronto? Because by that time, the Rogers Centre is going to be 37 years old. BMO is a great facility, but it has its limitations as well. Do you foresee that?
I don't know. I mean, I obviously I'm not close enough to the Toronto scene to know that. I know I've heard it before. But, you know, obviously we have our own league here called the CFL, which I think we have to factor that in as well. So, I'm a big CFL fan. I'm also like the NFL, but I think that's a decision that the city's going to have to make. And obviously somebody's going to have to step up to the table there.
But I guess in any event, Victor, this bid is not predicated on a new stadium in Toronto.
No, not predicated at all.
Yeah.
It's interesting, and both you and the U.S. Federation president made this point yesterday about, you know, I think both the IOC, maybe not the IOC as much, but it seems like international sports governing bodies have come to the conclusion that, you know what, given the way the economy is now, given the way people think now, you almost want to go to a place that's got pre-existing structures. In other words, you want to go to a place where you don't need a big construction boom to get stuff done because it just makes it a little easier. When did that sort of change in philosophy come about? Was there a World Cup, Victor, where we started changing the way we thought about it? I know, you know, a lot of people will say Sochi was kind of a watershed for the IOC.
Yeah, but I also think these things go in cycles, because I think if a country wants to use an event to bolster some investment in their infrastructure, they're gonna see that mm-hmm. way too. So, but I think the last few ones have probably led to this type of mentality for the near future. I'm not sure it's gonna sustain, because I think somebody's gonna look at it. You know, maybe when me and you are no longer mm-hmm. talking on phones like this, but somebody's gonna come up and say, you know what? I think that event is a great event to bolster our infrastructure. So let's go here.
Last question. I know.
In a short.
Go ahead. No.
No. But I think you're right. In the short term, I think there's been a change.
Last question. Would Canada be Absolutely. Guaranteed a spot in the World Cup as a host country? Do we? What's your sense in that? I know that hasn't been finalized
yet. That's our position.
Yep.
Yeah, that's our position for all three countries, but it has to be finalized by FIFA and by the FIFA Council ultimately. We've never had a World Cup that the hosts haven't been automatically in, so precedence is on our side, but those are things that we're going to have to see down the road here.